Go loud.
What you waiting for? Put your back in it. Just a little more. Try wasting it now. Tell your body your tent. Walk it hard and long. When you finish that,
deep nada.
And this just make sure that's cool because it looked like it was about to start right there.
I reckon we just throw that in at the start. Are we in?
Right, are we in?
You're in.
Right, so we're in. You always tell we're at EP and I want to hear about it.
So I was at EP and I bumped into Siobhan twice since she was on her best behaviour as opposed to all together now. It's like you learned a lesson, Siobhan.
Yeah. I take criticism. Constructive.
Yeah, and it's nice to know that you now learn from that and we can move on. You did make a smart comment though.
Did I?
Yeah. We were backstage at the FM thing and I was like, oh, how are you getting on? You were like, Tommy outfit was very talking bollocks.
You commented on the outfit and I said,
I look like you're at a festival and you goes, it's very talking bollocks.
Yeah. Was it not? It was a matching tracksuit.
Okay.
Talking bollocks.
So it wasn't just because it was a tracksuit, Siobhan. No, it was because it was matching.
It was matching. I had the shorts. I had the top. No?
Great excuse on the spot. What? And you're a bad lawyer.
Yeah,
I heard you. Because it's not a lie.
I heard you off with Brian Kerr.
Always. Any chance I get? Would you not?
I brought me mate backstage. So that today FM thing is a godsend as well, by the way, when you're down an electric picnic. The toilets are reasonably clean, depending on what time of the day you go at. There's fridges stocked with drinks, bars, crips, sweets, ponchos, lights, everything. Seaver is a legend, all the crew are legends, yeah. So I brought me mate back in. He was using the toilet, getting a drink or whatever. And I can't remember who was on the stage, but he was loving it. I turned around, Brian Kerr standing behind him in a full-on suit. A full-on suit in the middle of Electric Picnic.
Was he all together now as well?
Yeah.
So he loves an old
session. He loves a session. Terrence, I seen him at all together now at 11:30 in the night, on his own.
I seen him at 1:30 trying to get a taxi and he was just going up to every car that passed and was like, will you give me a spin? It was just like dads collecting their daughters. He was like, will you drop me into Waterford?
He used to manage Ireland.
He probably would have got a lift.
Yeah,
proper managed. So he was the first team manager. But he picked Robbie Keane to start in a match and now he's asking me about lifts. Isn't that mad? He actually brought Roy Keane back into the Ireland team.
And at all together now when I was dying, cut this part out, but when I was dying on the Sunday.
You edited this.
Yeah. Coming.
When I was, Ed might edit it. When I was dying on the Sunday, I was sitting there in the back of the thing, just like my head in my hands, and he's like, I don't think you should be sitting in the sun, love. Stand up there, I'll move your chair into the shade. Why would I not be flirting with that? That's lovely.
Yeah. Why you call it? Why you call that?
I think you should leave that in there.
Yeah. Leave that in. I like how nervous you got. They asked us to make sure it's bleeped out.
Yeah, like we.
No, I was asking Ed.
Oh, we leave here. Like we just leave here.
We go.
Parents going home, and rolling through the bleeding audio file and scrubbing it. But come here. Who did you see, Siobhan?
Who did I see? Oh, I don't remember now.
Who did you want to see going down? Did you? You obviously had acting in his head, no?
I didn't.
I seen them Kingfisher, yeah. And do you know Kingfisher? You've seen them everywhere, Tarn. Yeah. I don't want to sound like an archy prick because I don't get the hype. I'm like, where did they come out of? Mm. But I seen them at the Today FM thing. They weren't allowed to announce them. So they booked them, you weren't allowed to announce them. They just start playing. And you want to see the tsunami of people. Once you heard the song, they filled that whole thing up in like 20 seconds flat. There was about 5,000 people there.
We weren't allowed to announce them, start a cash grab.
It was just a secret set.
Oh, was it? Okay. And did they announce that there's going to be a secret? Like?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay,
and
well then.
They played the three songs, yeah? And I was standing at the side of the stage watching you, man, and I was like, these are very good.
I'm not into EP. It's just not my scene. Even when I was drinking, it still wouldn't have been my cup of tea. But I was looking at it this time going, oh shit, that looked good.
I think
it looked good.
This was the best year we've had, and all the lads said the same. This was the best year we went down. It was the least messy.
It looked good.
Everything was like flowed. Do you know what I mean? Even though the lineup wasn't great, the lineup wasn't that strong. And so EP was good. I'm trying to think that didn't happen.
Siobhan flirting with Brian Kerr is enough for me. Like that's
I'm
happy. I'm happy to hear that about EP and move on.
Yeah.
I'm happy about that.
I'm trying to think of something that could top that, but I can't.
You're not topping that.
You're going on like his Instagram story, you know.
Yeah. Oh, stop.
Brian Kerr. What a man.
That's class. Get him on the blading.
Get your fella on the podcast.
Get him on. Drop the message. Have we any questions, Siobhan?
Yep. Right.
You're happy to move on now.
Yeah, she is.
Hi lads, which of you would be the better traitor and avoid being banished?
I think I would, because I think it's expected of him.
It's very hard to argue that. And I may have, well done, move on.
Okay.
Yeah, no, it's hard to argue. Come on, Javon, you're not arguing that point. Like, I look guilty and didn't even do it. I'm sitting there and they're like, it's definitely that red cunt over there. Definitely, Siobhan.
Just get voted off and Among Us off the bat. The game would start and the people are calling the phone, Terrence again voted out.
Just in case.
Yeah. Just.
Still.
Right. The other one was, if you woke up tomorrow and your dog could talk, what do you think would be the first thing they'd say to you? Cozzy.
Where's me breakfast?
Boring.
That's what they do.
Boy, do you think it'd be. I don't think my dog loves me, Siobhan. Now, a horse, me heart. I feel crying now. My dog runs to anyone. See, and you know what annoys me? My brother comes into the gaff, she gets excited for him. And it feels like the same level of excitement. Do you know what I'm saying?
So you're not special in her eyes?
Yeah. I think she'd go with anyone. And I still love her though. That's the problem. But I think she'd tell me she loves me.
This is getting a bit deep, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm crying.
I haven't seen my dog in 2 weeks.
Siobhan has no time for dogs.
No.
2 weeks?
2 weeks, yeah.
Tell me the truth, does it haunt your heart a little bit? Yeah, of course, yeah.
And you know what made it worse? Everything was grand, and I don't know what happened yesterday, just on my Instagram algorithm. It's all dog reels. All dog reels.
Yeah.
Like, where'd that come from? Do you know what I mean? I'm missing.
One of the best things about you is that no matter what the conversation is, you can't hide your feelings in your face, can't
you? I said you'd be great to play poker with.
Like, we're just talking about loving our dogs here, and Siobhan looks like she's going to get sick on the table, on the decks. Anyways, my dog would tell me she loves me, yeah.
Not a big animal person.
Siobhan, how did you feel about my dog when you ran away at Electric Picnic? Well, I was at Electric Picnic, he was on the bleeding the pavilion roundabout.
I had zero feelings about that. Sorry, was I supposed to have a feeling about it?
Those people.
It's your dog, it makes no difference to me.
Listen to this. My mate was in
I
the
I could have been on the roundabout and I wouldn't have looked
for him. Well, if he said that's his child ran away while he was...
No, I'd feel bad about a child, because that's a human.
So you can't just go, it's your dog, it's his child still.
No, but it's a dog.
Okay. No, but Siobhan, he ran away and I was only in an Electric Picnic 20 minutes and I was like, this is hard. You know what I mean? I don't want to be dealing with this.
Yeah, it sounds annoying. It sounds annoying.
Amy was trying to get a tattoo down there of him.
It sounds annoying.
Like, to have to deal with that at Electric Picnic, that would be annoying.
It was.
Yeah.
It was.
I feel bad for that part.
Do you know what I mean? No consideration to the little cunt. I was like, can you not wait till we come back? How do you feel about your mass dog?
Like, grand.
Why don't we tell everyone about Amar's dog, Terry? What did Amar's dog do in Galway when we were there?
What did it do?
Killed the fucking chicken.
Oh no, that chicken's still going, I think.
Nearly killed
Siobhan.
I'm pretty sure he's still going.
Siobhan, that chicken tapped out and that dog didn't let it out of the choke. Herb Dean came in and had to pry that dog off that chicken.
Yeah, but then when he picked him up, the chicken was grand again.
I was genuinely hoping that this conversation never come up because that did traumatise me a little bit.
I remember seeing it in his face because I was kind of laughing and joking and he was shook.
I was like, that chicken, like...
He was ready to go home to Dublin. And we were in Connemara. He was ready to go back to Dublin and it was about 10:30 in the night. Yeah. He was like, if someone offers me a lift, I will drive 3 hours home. I remember and I was thinking, like, the chicken's all right, and then he picked her up and it was fresh.
It did, yeah, that rocked me a little bit.
But it was grand.
But your dog can't go around just doing that, Siobhan.
No, he can't.
Like, my dog barks when a dog walks past the gaff and that's annoying. And you shout at him, you say stop.
Yeah.
But your dog is walking around with chickens, killing them. Like, they live together.
It's not ideal.
If your dog was going around pissing on the sofa every bleeding second day,
it's gone.
Yeah, there'd be murder.
The hens don't usually be out. They usually have a pen that they're in.
So the dog was punishing them. This is why you don't go out.
Maybe. I don't know. He's not used to them being out, like.
Okay.
I think my dad let them out, so you'd think the place was funny. More country.
Or couldn't be any more country.
Yeah, it walked.
It couldn't have been any more country. It, do you know what the most country thing was? How unfazed everyone was about the chicken just being dead. It's just like, right, throw that in the wheelie bin there. They'll collect it next week. The one time a week they collect the bins.
Right. Speaking of pets, there's another question here. Lads, big debate here and one for discussion. Is a fish a pet? Do you really interact with the goldfish like a pet? You can't really pet them or grow a connection with them like you would for anything else, even a hamster. But you do have to look after them, change the water, the food, etc.
Yeah.
But that's the same as plants.
Yeah.
Come out, I used to be a big fan of fish, like in the gaff, a good fish tank, like, you know what I mean?
I was going
to
get one there a few months ago.
Yeah, but they are very inconvenient cleaning them and all. And
that's why I didn't get it, yeah.
And They die when the weather changes, even though they live in a tank. But come on, I think that's a very mature approach to fish. Because like when you're a child, you go, when you're like, this is fucking little, you're naming them and all, and you're looking at them and all, and you're cleaning the tank twice a week. Then you're just like, you know what, that is like a plant now. And the noise of a fish tank, by the way.
Oh, like a proper...
Yeah.
With the filter and stuff.
Yeah, fuck that. And they're too sensitive. they die too easy. I remember I was going to get a shark. Do you ever see the little mini sharks that they used to sell?
Yeah.
They used to be about a tenner back in the day, but this is when a tenner was like, have your communion money. You know what I mean?
I'm not into my fish.
No.
I was going to get one because I thought it'd be a little bit cool, and then I realised that all the work that goes in, you can't even get a hug. No, I'm not having it.
Yeah, it's more decorative than that.
Yeah. Just a little
more. Was just listening to the reunion episode and the topic of Cornelius came up. So you know the way Terry...
Karen's genuinely got out about 2 grand.
Yeah,
he could.
You know the way Terry bangs on about being a power and having relations in Tipperary. Well, my granddad and dad are both Cornelius Powers based in Clonmel. So I'm just wondering, is Terry slagging his own family down this neck of the woods?
You're both Connie for short.
Yeah, I have got cousins in Clonmel. I think that's what she's... this a girl? Let's say that.
Yeah, Abby.
Abby, yeah. I think that's what she's getting at.
Do you know this person?
No, I don't know who, but... it could be. Like, if there's powers in Clonmel, I'm probably related to them.
But you have definitely got cousins in Clonmel.
1,000,000%, yeah. I've been down there with them when I was a kid, like.
Right. So these could be Terry's cousins.
Connie is my uncle, and they're slighting them.
His uncle and his dad, and Darren's like, they don't listen to any podcast named Cornelius. He owes his own family money.
Yeah, I need to stand back. I'm sure as well, by the way, that I said, if there's a Cornelius, Calvin will give you a one. I'm sure.
Messages on people, yeah. I'm getting message requests.
Tell the truth, you've never seen so many Cornelius.
No, never in my life. Never.
He came out of the cracks of the wall, Siobhan.
And now I know people are out there and they're looking for 50 quid off the person who Terrence is going to reveal you. Because they're like, my dad's name is Cornelius, we call him Con, and this, that, and all. I'm like, well, you're not your dad. So until you can prove that your dad's listening to an episode, I got a nearby pull your dad in hand and say, what's the thing I said? I don't know. You know what I mean? So you're out there lying. We need more solid proof than that. But this boy Umbra's on his bollocks.
I went into my message request. It was only released, and now there's 6 Corneliuses looking at me.
Some of them are young. Young, like he's in his early 20s. I was like,
is it Con? Is that the name?
They call them Con.
But this Umbra's name was Cornelius. Like, it doesn't, Con is still a bad name.
Yeah, no, yeah.
I thought Con was like Con, no. You know what I mean? All right, Con, how are you, pal?
Yeah. No? Heavy, but we need to.
I thought Con was
best.
Actually a name. Like, you can call that child Con. You know what I mean?
Mm.
Like that joke, or you had a friend, his name was Chili because his dad's name was Con Carney. I'm like, shut up, you. I've heard that one a million times.
Right. Love the podcast. Only started listening a few months back. I drive for a living, so listening to the podcast 8 hours a day. I always hear the lads talk about how they replace the or, like in Sharon or Darren, with a D. I'm not going to hear. He's written down Sheridan or Darden, but I'm not able to say it. But do they realise that they take them oars and use them where they're not supposed to be? For example, instead of get up, they say gear up.
My fucking God. So all the oars were at the waist and away, were thrown into other woods and I didn't even know
recycling.
It.
Yeah, that's what he says. They're probably well aware of this, but just an observation. Good recycling of letters from the two lads, Dave and Wexford.
That's a great shout.
You know what else we do? We get rid of T's at the end of words. And I didn't think we did that until you speak to someone who English isn't their first language. What comes after 7?
Hey.
Yeah, does it get in?
So what's that? 8?
8.
You say 8.
7,
four.
8, 9.
8.
We say 8.
For like drugs.
And if you can't remember something, what did you do?
No, you do. You say,
or just the number. Like.
No. So you'll say you're an 8.
Yeah. But to me, if I was spelling that, I put a H at the end of that. TH. It's 1 8.
Yeah.
Because it's not the same.
That's a different thing. It's like,
that's why you pronounce the T because it's a H.
Fraction.
We're actually pronouncing the H. You know what I mean?
That's a good shout with the oars.
If you can't remember something, what you had to do?
Forgetting.
Yeah, but present tense.
Forget.
You forgot the T.
You say?
Forget.
Yeah.
Forget.
You throw it a little bit in. You would just throw a little less H at the end of it though.
Forget. Yeah, but we don't do well with T's at the end or R's in the middle.
Yeah.
Right, McGinty.
McGinty.
If you were transported to live the rest of your life in the last movie you watched, where would you be and how would you cope living there?
I watched a catfish film yesterday, so I don't know.
So you'd be getting catfished, or you could be the catfish?
Was it a catfish film?
No, I think this is in New York on Netflix, isn't it?
No.
Very good. Very good. My hands are sweating watching it.
What's it called?
Something catfish.
The last one we've seen, which was what, 28 years later?
Oh my God, hands down the worst film of all.
How are you getting on in that?
Not great. You're not getting on great and post-apocalyptic. Like, if you're not willing to kill a man with your bare hands, yeah, you're not doing anything. You're not doing well in post-apocalyptic world there. But there's so many stupid things they do in that film as well. Oh, I'm lying. I went to see The Fantastic Four with the kids. I think you'd be doing all right in that. You're just standing around hoping that Blade and the Hulk doesn't throw a car at you. Do you ever see them memes? It's like when you just bought a new car and the Hulk is throwing her at somebody now. You're just like, sound. Imagine me going down now trying to pay for parking and the Hulk is fucking a bleeding car at Thanos.
Yeah, I'm fuming.
You're like, are you for real? Will you go up the Fino? Yeah. There's nothing around. Have a scrap up there.
Jess says, I seen this on Instagram and I'd like to see how much Terry Spiral's trying to pick an answer for it. Aww. Because I'm riddled with ADHD.
There we go.
ADHD too, and I've honestly been sitting here for the last hour trying to decide.
Right.
For the rest of your life, you have to pick one specific time to go to bed. What time are you picking?
Forever.
Forever.
That's heavy, that. That's heavy. That's heavier than you think it is.
I think it's hard to argue at 11.
Oh, it is hard to argue at 11 because EP.
Yeah, but
and
like,
you'll never watch another boxing or UFC. Yeah, watch.
Could you not go to bed at 11:30 and then get up really early? Like get up at like 1:00
or something, yeah. But then you're up for the day, Siobhan.
You're not allowed to sleep until that time.
Yeah, okay.
But it doesn't mean you don't feel tired. Imagine you're watching the boxing, right? Main event to start, Mick Conlon's fighting tonight. Mick Conlon's walking out, your man comes out.
You're like, he'd want to start jogging to that ring.
Your man announces them and then bang, you're asleep. Think about that.
I think 11:30.
But that's very late. Then what about on a normal Tuesday in January when it's 11:30, when it's 9:15 and you're like, you know what, I might go to bed now. Siobhan, 11:30 is a lot, like. But you're thinking of like the edge cases, yeah? How many of them a year are you getting? 14?
But they're so important to me.
They are, but there's only 14 of them.
Like that, yes, I'm so looking forward to it. Today's every year. Do you get me? All the time stats on. UFC, boxing, all of it. It's like that's so exciting for me. And then it's like, yeah,
you
never have that again.
At 11 and then like wake up at 4:30. I think that's a decent enough sleep. That
yeah,
you
if there's
you
know not,
I'm up for the day now.
If there was a sleep and a wake up time in that, I'm not answering it. There's no point, is there? Like,
you're breaking your day up forever. Like,
yeah, no. Fuck that.
I might start going to bed at 11 and waking up for the fights. I used to do it when I was about 15. No, younger than that. My dad used to wake me up. Do you know when Mayweather used to be fighting back in the day? And then I remember we done that, I think the Ricky Hatton Mayweather fight, yeah? And then after that, I start going to my mates and watching that. I was like, this is mad. We're just like sitting up forever. They're the longest nights ever. Especially boxing.
Yeah, yeah, it's a
the
long stretch.
The prelims in boxing, like, it's just like...
Because you can get
real.
Some 10 and 12 rounders on the undercard.
Of some fella who's 8-0 fighting a fella who's 2-48. Yeah. And they're like, no.
And he's like, I just wanted to get the rounds in. Well,
yeah.
We want you to put him out.
I'm
watching you.
Well, and you know what else they do? Even if he does knock him out, they fill up that time then with ads and talking.
Whereas
UFC, they speed it up.
What's his name? Stephen A. Smith. He's there doing a podcast. Yeah. Like, shut up, you. And tell me whether to walk out. I'm
bollocked. 11 o'clock going on. I think that's a good one.
Yeah, that's it. It's a hard question. I'm going to go 12. No, I'm going to go 12:30.
12:30?
12:30?
Yeah.
So like Monday night?
Yeah.
You're going to bed at 12:30.
Just in case, bro. Just
you can sleep in.
Hey.
But you can, like.
6 o'clock every morning. What time are you up at this
you
morning?
Could.
That's
you
half
could.
5 then. Oh, that's 5.5 hours you're getting then.
Yeah, 11:30.
Just changed it.
Go on, 11:30, yeah. That, don't be coming in with questions like that trying to hold people's heads and all.
Yeah.
Do you get me?
That's too much of a commitment for the rest of your life. Like,
who can I ring on this? Legit.
We're still in the Today FM studio, by the way. There's a house phone in front of Terrence.
That's can my landline. I think.
Just ring 999 and leave her off the hook.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I used to do that. My nanny's cab years ago when I was a kid and just walk out. It used to knock on the door, swear to God. Got in trouble over the years. My nanny was mad. Howly like and all, so she would never course I give out to her and all, and she just said, you can't do that anymore. Like the police was at the door and all. Swear
what
to
did
God.
You do? Just ring 999 and leave?
So you used to be at the front door of the gaff, so yeah. You go up and you get ice cream and jelly and a fiver or what, do you get me? He'd be walking out of the gaff and he used to be literally at the front door, just 999. Throw the yoke down so it'd be hanging and just out of the gaff down to the flats for getting heads and bodies.
Yeah. You're putting any in there trying to watch him there and the guard had to listen.
And they're beating the door in. Yeah, that's a true story though. Yeah. Anyways, right. I don't think that works. Go on.
So Enzo says, I'm a French man from Bordeaux living in Ireland 6 years and if you try golf, you'll either break every single club in the bag or fall in love with it. You can smoke, you can pretty much do whatever you want. You're going to hit some really bad ones, but it's that one good shot over 18 holes that brings you back every time. I was exactly like you 2 years ago and now I'm hooked on it. He says, can't get off the stick.
Can I? Jesus, that sounds weird.
Yeah. I was hooked on Bonnie the fact his name Blue. Was Enzo.
Yeah, I can't get off the stick.
He says, I'm not a member, but you can pretty much play golf anywhere at golf courses. They have visitor slots available. You just pay in for your round.
Sorry, I'm just looking for a message.
Oh, yeah, see, since we put that out, you want to see the messages that you have.
But how nice are the golfers? I had a load of golfers text me just being like, doesn't matter what you said about golf, you're welcome, come out.
Yeah.
And we'll teach us how to fucking play golf and we'll do this and we can have the crack.
Yeah, a load of clubs have reached out. I'm a member of this club.
Which is nice in a sense as well, isn't it? Because I thought I was going to be mad, like, yeah, fuck them, like, or whatever. But I think people get it as well. Like, even if, unless you're golfing since you're a kid, like, if you're going into it and you're teen or late, or when you're older, like, you're probably saying, yeah, we know what they're on about, like, because it sounds shy. From the outside. It does, Siobhan. It sounds shy.
Yep.
But I get that. See what he's saying there? Like, if you can catch a ball proper, I'd say when you catch that proper, you're like, oh my God, I'm lethal.
Some fella sent me a message and he's out having a smoke and he's like, you know, whatever you want on this course. I was like, where is it? And he told me, I was like, mate, you're in an early house. That's not a golf course.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Like,
I'm pretty sure you're the only person. 18 holes there. You're the only person there.
Yeah.
That's what you can do wherever you want. No one wants to be there. But we missed this.
Yeah.
Being honest with you, I thought like someone was going to reach out and be like, I'm down the K Club, buzz down. I would have went. The Irish Open's on now in the K Club. I'm going to drop down.
Some guy offered you shoes as well, golf shoes.
Yeah, saying that. What am I going to wear golf shoes for?
You need them on the golf course, no?
You can wear them on one of those.
I don't know.
Siobhan, I'm going out playing 18 holes of golf and never playing it again.
Right, anyway, Enzo's question.
I still can't grab this fella called Enzo listening to the podcast.
He's from Bordeaux.
And he's from Bordeaux? That's a belter, isn't it? It's mad when you get people that aren't from Ireland listening to the podcast. Like, I told you, there's a load of Germans out there for some reason. I don't know where they're walking.
The just we Enzo fella here.
There's loads of Germans pulling me the last few months. I don't know what it is.
Salut, Enzo. I don't know anything else now. I can't remember bleeding, leaving to French. But if he was talking to me, I'd know what he was saying.
Right. Would you rather get offered a slot on the Late Late to talk about your life story, but your ma's sitting in the front row mouthing, tell them about the time you wet yourself on O'Connell Street the whole time?
I told them worse with me ma sitting in the front row. Will you relax? Like,
or be able to play an instrument perfectly, but every time you busk on Grafton Street, a group of 14-year-olds film you and the video goes viral with the caption, This fella's
a pedo or something going.
This fella sounds like the Lewis Brakes on a wet day.
I think I'd like that.
Yeah, it's all publicity, it's good publicity and all that, isn't it? So if you're playing the instrument perfectly, fuck with the 14-year-olds, think you're going for it.
Yeah, because you know there's people out there be like, oh, this fella sounds shy, and you listen be like, that actually isn't too bad. Am I missing the joke here? Yeah, I'm going with the busking.
You obviously are going with the busking. Me and Bono talk Christmas about pissing time. The bed, like
me, Bono, Ali Sherlock, outside Brown Thomas,
Dermot Kennedy, he did a bit of busking, didn't
he? They all do it. Yeah, but they all come back at Christmas time and busk on Grant Tree.
Yeah, but now Dermot Kennedy's that big that they put him on the roof.
They say you can't be down there.
The roof, but you get yourself a coffee and sing two songs.
Yeah, and that's what they paid him in. They gave him two cups of coffee. And I think he owed them money.
Yeah, that's that episode of Talking More Bollocks. Send anything you want to Talking Bollocks at GoLoudNow.com.
Give Siobhan a load of stick as well, will you, please?
Yeah.
Subscribe to this podcast for free on the Go Loud app.
What you waiting for? Put your back in it. Just a little more. Throw your weight in it now. Fill your body up. Walk it hard and low. When you finish that.
The Hypnocker.